For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, it's in town, but only for a day or two. It closes tomorrow, Finding Neverland, touring production that started in Buffalo, and all the actors were so fresh and so excited to be here. It was a treat.
They were. Well, I think also determined to give the best possible performance in the presence of Diane Paulus, their director and their choreographer and the producer, and starting out on the tour with a first-rate cast, really at the top of their game. But I think most importantly, compared to the Broadway production, and that's always what people want to know, is it the same as Broadway? In this instance, no. And that's for the better. Diane Paulus really made substantial changes. That whole beginning of the show, the whole first 20 minutes is completely different. It just glides into the action of the play fluidly and so efficiently. Much, much better storytelling. It's a shorter evening, and I think it's much more critic-friendly, I hope, as they go around the country, that it won't be as much of an uphill battle. It was always pleasing to audiences. Audiences love Finding Neverland. Such a moving story, an emotional story. It's the story of playwright J.M. Barrie and how he was inspired through his friendship with a widow and her four sons to write Peter Pan. And they've pulled it off.
There were some stunning special effects. One in Act One that I liken to Bunraku puppetry. Now, we've all seen a million lifts in ballet and in musicals, but this was different. There were bigger actors holding up the boys, and they just for a second appeared to fly. It was a special effect I'll never, ever forget.
The choreographer and also Diane Paulus figuring you, of course, can lift a child, and that slow motion quality where suddenly through your imagination, they're flying. And it was beautiful. And so much of the play is about the power of what we imagine, what we dream, what we hope for in life. And this family that sustains some palpable disappointments over the course of the evening is buoyed forward by what's good about being alive and what's good about being human. And in that moment, you just feel the explosion of that. I agree. A beautiful, beautiful moment.
And equally, at the end, there's this magical effect made by a column of air, at which point the mother goes off into Neverland. Man, I was just weeping. That was one special effect I'll also never forget.
Pretty incredible. Peter Pan comes and tosses the fairy dust across, and it billows up into the sky and stays for a long time. And then her shawl dances in the wind like that. Mm. I think I told you I'd seen a Tosca that had a variation on that effect where, you know, Tosca's about to jump and he runs to grab her and he just misses and he's left holding her cape. It was kind of like that. And I think in that moment, too, you're wondering, is she being saved or is she leaving? And, well, we don't need to tell you. Little more chance to see this much improved production of Finding Neverland.
Well, right next door to Shays is, of course, the Alleyway Theater and Christmas in July. Well, it's neither Christmas nor is it July. So what's going on here?
Matthew Crane Higgins, local playwright, has been planning this for a good long time with the BUA company, that BUA does gay-oriented plays. It's, you know, plays about the LGBT experience. And he has been planning this script for the specific actors who are in it. So this is a script written for Kevin Craig, Kurt Erb, Matthew himself, Mark Sacco, and Michael Seitz, under the direction of Lisa Ludwig. And it's about a group of gay friends. I expect we will find a bit of comedy, a bit of drama. We'll be able to tell you all after we've seen it.
Well, it opens tonight and runs tomorrow as well. Fridays and Saturdays at 8 all the way through November 5th.
Christmas in July.
Now, looking down the road, Amy Herzog, the playwright, is going to have her 4,000 miles put on by a Jewish rep. But this is just the first of the Amy Herzog year.
Their entire season is work by Amy Herzog. Many people may have seen The Circle when it was done in the 710 Main space. Interestingly, also, a contemporary woman playwright. Women are still underrepresented on the stages of the American theater. So rather interesting that Jewish Repertory Theater of Western New York is devoting their entire season to this one writer.
And that's out at the Maxine and Robert Seller Theater out on North Forest Road in Gettysville. And as I keep telling people, if you use Google Maps, you can get there from anywhere in Buffalo in 20 minutes. It sounds far away, but it's really not. It's certainly not 4,000 miles away, as many people think.
And especially if you already live in Williamsville. So,
well... For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.